Boy, it's a great Thursday. Hope you guys are having a great Thursday. Getting creeping closer to Friday. Closer to Friday and the weekend. It's going to be hot this weekend again, too. See that? Woo!
Sticking around.
What are you doing this weekend? You at the bar?
Working, yeah.
The bar would be hot down there.
I know.
Hopefully you're inside.
I'll be inside. That's
cocktails
for sure.
And dreams.
Yeah. Luckily, we have an inside bar as well as an outside.
Bags League over?
No, I played. You forgot to. You
I
weren't
did
here
forget.
Yesterday.
I wasn't here, so I gotta.
We my original teammate. He's in Wisconsin, so I had to get a fill in.
You had a sub.
My buddy Joel filled in. No, we lost. We lost.
Joel not very good.
No, he's fine. We did play.
Fine. I like how you say he's fine.
He's fine. He doesn't play that much though. See, the thing is. The commissioner of our Bags League.
There's a commissioner?
Yeah, he's pretty good. His name's Justin. Okay, you know, a good buddy of mine. He's pretty good. Now, I have an issue, though, because
bone to pick.
Anytime, like,
bone to pick.
Anytime somebody needs a fill-in, he fills in. So, like, I'm pretty sure he filled in for, like, four different teams yesterday.
Oh, he did not help you out, did he?
No, and it's like, whenever I need a fill-in, you know, I got to find somebody. But the thing is, he's good. So, like, any team he plays, like, they're probably going to lose. I don't agree with the commissioner being able to fill in. I don't agree with that.
Huh. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You seem distraught about it, too, right now.
Well, every time we play him, we lose. So he's good. He's a good backs player.
I just want to be on the winning side one time.
I know. So I'm over it.
All right, you're good.
Yep.
All right, let's rock it. West trending at 10:25.
What's going on?
Manziel will be cut at the start of the year.
Do you think that Kyrie is worth all of this drama?
New fallout from the Astros cheating scandal with some Astros players taking heat for how they're apologizing for the cheating.
Here's what's trending at 10.
All right, it's official.
Yep.
The NFL is appealing the Deshaun Watson verdict, you could say. You know, he's suspended 6 games, but they have appealed that, and they are going to try and get more games. I heard that they're trying to get a full season.
Oh, man, this is so interesting because under the collective bargain agreement, Goodell has the option to consider the pill himself.
That's right.
Or he can appoint someone.
I think I've read that he is going to be appointing someone.
Yeah, and they said the NFL is appealing for an indefinite suspension. It'll be a minimum of 1 year. A monetary a fine and treatment for the Stars quarterback must undergo.
Yep. So I don't know when we'll get the answer, but it is official. They are appealing, and this process is not done. That's for sure.
And I think it only has like a couple days, right? A couple days. I think that's the process. It's not very long.
Okay. Moving on.
Woo!
Some golf business going on.
Oh, boy. This is interesting.
Yeah, let's start with Phil Mickelson.
What? We could never figure out where Phil was.
No.
Why is not? I mean, we all thought Phil was making statements. He's like, I'm going to stay away from golf for a while, right? Like, I just don't need to be. I've got gambling stuff, like whatever I got going on. But that wasn't the case, it sounds like.
No. It looks like he was actually suspended by the PGA Tour in March. This was in March. He received a 2-year suspension for his role in recruiting players to LIV Golf. He was actively recruiting players to join LIV Golf. PGA didn't like that. They suspended him for 2 years in March. So along with that, we got news yesterday that Phil and like 11 other players on the LIV Golf Tour, they are suing the PGA Tour. They're made a lawsuit, and they're trying to get on the tour, I guess.
Yeah, well, the FedEx Cup. These guys are qualified for next week's FedEx Cup.
Yep.
They want to get back in. By the way, did you read this about the suspension on Phil? So his appeal was denied. He apparently appealed the suspension.
Okay.
And the tour denied it based on his participation in the first 54 golf event. And he was forbidden from applying for reinstatement until March of 23 to join the PGA Tour again. And then it was extended to March of 24 when he played in the second event. Apparently right now he can't even apply to be back on the PGA Tour until 24.
Wow. Interesting. Well, and I wonder what happens with this lawsuit that him and the other players are filing against the PGA. I wonder if it works. If it does, it's going to be interesting.
The big thing here is as you read through this article and all this stuff, they got the golfers, the 11, have one problem. They're like cherry picking what events they want to play.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh man, I can win the FedEx.
Right.
I mean, there's guys on there when you look at it, by the way. You know, obviously there's a month off. They don't play golf for another month. That's why Patrick Reed's going to play in the Asian Tour. They have nowhere to go for a month, okay, to play golf. So guys like go down there. Let's see. Here's your FedEx. These are guys that could play, right? Here's your top 10. Oh, they're not even listed anymore. Sorry. That's right. They took them off the list, I think, the FedEx list, because they can't play in it.
Okay.
Like Dustin Johnson isn't on. None of these guys are even listed on here.
Well, if they get the lawsuit, if they win that lawsuit, they will be played.
They would give a favorable ruling, and they would be able to go back and insert themselves into this FedEx.
Yep.
That golf tournament started, by the way.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. I haven't looked.
Hopefully, either.
There will be a winner this week at some point.
Hopefully.
One of us will win this week.
Speak it into existence.
Yeah, one of us will win this week. Based on that. But, yeah, they're on the golf course. And they went out early this morning, too.
Really?
How about Zach Johnson, 3-under?
Nice.
Let's go. He's my long shot.
He is your long shot.
And you're, by the way, all of our golfers aren't on the golf course yet. But out of all of the golfers, there's 5 on the golf course.
Oh, cool.
You have Zalatoris, right?
Yeah.
He's +1 through 13. Webb Simpson, 2-over. Kevin Kisner, 3-over. My goodness.
Yeah.
The 2 long shots are 3-under and 1-under.
Oh, my God.
Harry Hicks, they 1-under.
There we go. Give it up, boys.
Holy Christmas. Somebody is 9-under. All right.
Holy Christmas.
Wow.
Wow. That's what you said. Holy Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
I don't want to say anything else. I get in trouble.
Wait, have you heard what South Carolina, the Gamecocks, what they're doing to try and sell
yes, I saw this.
Season tickets? I've never seen this before in my life. But
this is awesome.
It seems like it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you want some upper deck seating, then what it is?
Yeah,
say like upper deck seats.
If you go to Costco,
Yeah,
I know you like to shop at Costco.
Costco's got everything.
I know. I it's on the other part of town, so I never go over there. But Costco, apparently they have teamed up with the Gamecocks, and they are selling season ticket packages at their Costco. When you walk into Costco and you look on their shelves, they have boxes of tickets. And it says right here, like, Gamecocks season tickets.
Awesome.
You could buy packs of season tickets at Costco. It's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
Seems like all you do nowadays is just go online and do it. But, hell, if you're at Costco, you're walking around, you see this, you're like, oh, I'll do this. But yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if
That's
more schools
awesome.
Follow this.
I don't know. Maybe you need a little help.
Let's see if it works. Moving on, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, Ron.
You know, I've said on the show in the past that something has changed with him. You know, he seems to be acting more mellow, you know, kind of more hippie.
Come on, man.
Hippie state, you know. Well, now we know why. He has recently opened up about his journey to self-love.
Yeah, this is that, like, trip you went on, right?
I think.
It was weird.
Yeah, so, but he's saying what he's been using. He said he's been using this, like, psychoactive tea containing the hallucinogenic drug DMT, and it helped him reach the point he's at now. He said, apparently, this tea has been used for thousands of years for traditional helping purposes in Central and South America. He discussed this on a podcast the other day. He's been using this type of tea.
Wow.
With it's got DMT in it. I've heard about DMT.
It's weird, man. It's weird.
Yeah. But that would explain why he's kind of been, you know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Happy,
man.
Lately, and he's totally open about that, yeah. which is pretty cool.
Must be off the ban list.
I'm talking about drugs.
Huh?
Iman Shumpert is in some trouble. You see this?
Now former NBA hooper.
Yep, played with the Cavs,
yep.
Knicks,
no,
I think,
I
right?
I didn't see this, but what did he do?
Well, he was at the Dallas airport trying to get on a plane, but the idiot had, I think, like a sizable amount of marijuana. He had 6.12 ounces of marijuana in his backpack.
What?
And it was found at the Dallas airport. I guess he was trying to get on a plane to Los Angeles. And, yeah, he had that much weed in his backpack. Now, listen, do what you want, man, but I don't think it's smart to be carrying that on a commercial flight. Like, he really thought he was going to get past security with all that?
Really? Come on, man.
So
gotcha.
He's arrested.
Gotcha.
And we'll see how that goes. He's 32, by the way. And he's facing 2 years behind bars and a $10,000 fine if convicted. By the way, did you know he won the season 30 of Dancing with the Stars?
I did not know that. I don't watch that show. That's very interesting.
Yeah. So he's got a lot going for him. Moving on, this is interesting. Robots are coming for soccer.
What?
Yeah, the UEFA is going to use a ball that has a sensor inside to help decide if someone is offsides. Which is pretty
really?
Interesting. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you like that? Soccer fans, do you like that?
I don't
do
mind
like
that.
That.
I don't mind that. But I also kind of find myself disagreeing with the VAR. VAR is like how they review goals and stuff like that. Just because I feel like it only hurts the better team, VAR.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. To me, I feel like soccer should... You know, kind of keep the traditional stuff, but offsides is such a different rule that, you know, if you're offsides, you're offsides, you know, so.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see if it's good. We'll see if they keep using it. Moving on, did you see the reports that Joe Flacco is...
outplaying Zach Wilson.
He's apparently outplaying Zach Wilson right now during the Jets camp. Which isn't good news, because
no.
Let's be real, they used a second pick on Zach Wilson.
That's hilarious.
And apparently Zach Wilson isn't taking it well. He's totally off the social media grid. He's not on social media right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what's going on with Zach. And if you're a Jets fan, I don't know if you should be happy or sad.
They're the Jets. Who cares?
I'm with you. Moving on. Did you ever watch Slam Ball?
I think I caught some of it, but I like wasn't like a religious watcher.
When I was a kid, it was on a lot on Cartoon Network. They played it a lot, and I remember watching it. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Guys bouncing on trampolines, playing basketball, hitting each other. It was fun to watch. But
slam, dun, 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 dun.
Slam. Yeah, but you know they took it away. They stopped it. I think a lot of people were getting hurt, and it was pretty dangerous. But it doesn't matter. Because apparently Slam Ball is coming back.
What?
That's right. It's returning next summer. Been away for a decade. And I'm excited, man.
Okay. Bring it back. Let's see what they've done and changed. Who's going to play?
I think a lot of people
Maybe
are
we get
play.
Us like a rec team.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's get a Nebraska team
in
there.
Yeah, let's go.
Slam Ball. I'm going to watch it with you because I'm All telling right. you. Like, go back and look at videos of the Slam Ball. It's pretty
yeah,
interesting.
I'll go back. I'm on it. Let's go.
Going over to Saints. Saints
this
camp.
Rookie. You know this rookie?
Yeah, this Saints rookie, Trevor Penning.
He's trying to make a name for himself, my man.
He's gotten a fight in three straight days.
They finally had to boot him out, didn't they, or something?
They kicked him out of practice, and I believe they cut him.
Did they?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe they just
then
kicked
they
him
cut
out of
him.
Practice.
Just, like, booted from practice.
Yeah, he started a fight in three straight practices. I mean, I don't think that's if you're a rookie, I don't think that's something you want
to... Yeah, probably need to chill out a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just show up and do your thing, man. Masculinity issues, man. So anyways, he's kicked out
that's
of practice.
Awesome.
He's probably fighting to stay on the team. Moving on, I have a bone to pick.
What?
Another
with
bone
me?
To pick. No, not with you.
Okay.
They are I think we talked about this before. They're remaking Roadhouse.
The movie?
Yeah, they're remaking it.
I know. Who's in it?
Jake Gyllenhaal is starring in it. But now we know who is also going to be acting in the movie.
Okay.
And it's the one and only Conor McGregor.
Oh, I'm out. See ya.
Conor McGregor is going to be in this movie as well. Number one, they don't need to be remaking Roadhouse.
No, it's fine. Go watch it again. It's just good.
It's a classic.
Yes.
It's the worst great movie you've ever
seen.
What are you
doing? I'm on break. Stay on break.
Right.
Just be nice.
Just be nice.
Just be nice.
You're too stupid to have a good time.
Yeah, just be nice.
It's a Hall of Fame movie.
Yep.
But apparently, the Amazon Prime thinks they need to be remaking it.
Yeah.
The other bone is Jake Gyllenhaal. Why does he need to be in it? Now, I'm not going to lie. I'll watch this to see how McGregor does, because I kind of like McGregor.
Okay.
But I'm just not happy.
It'll be a letdown, probably.
It's a great movie, and it doesn't... So many people think they need to remake movies.
Yeah, it'd be a letdown.
It's too much. So we'll see how that goes. Moving on, I sent you this video yesterday. Not often do you see this.
This isn't... I don't understand.
Yeah, it was during the Astros and Red Sox game. Wait, was it against the Red Sox?
I think so, yeah. Is that what it was? I know.
Yeah, it was against the Red Sox. And if you go back and watch this video, Yordan Alvarez was at bat. And apparently the umpire and everybody else in the stadium and dugouts didn't realize that...
Strike one, foul ball, called strike three, no, ground out.
He had four strikes. The ump gave him four strikes.
That's amazing.
I've never seen that before.
That's amazing.
Now, maybe there's something we didn't see behind the scenes. Maybe the camera flashed away and the ump changed his strike call to ball. That's the only reason I could think that Yordan got four strikes. But you watch the video. He was given four strikes. Never seen that before. Wow. So that was just interesting. And the last thing I got, a little Husker baseball news. Shea Shaneman.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
Let's go.
He's coming back for a fifth season. But apparently he's going to be in kind of a different role.
Okay.
For this upcoming season. He said, quote, "This is an opportunity that I just couldn't pass up, staying healthy and able to play at a high level still. It was a no-brainer for me to come back and play another year. The way I thought it was, whether pro ball or college ball, I have another year in me. That's more than a lot of guys can say at this stage in their careers." You know, he turns 23 this month. He did have options in the Major League draft, but he is coming back. And instead, apparently, he's going to be, like I said, he has a different role this year. I'm not sure if he's going to be starting or if he's going to be coming out of the pen, but
yeah, be interesting.
According
good.
To this article, he's coming back in a different role.
It's a good addition. It's a good keep for Nebraska.
Leadership.
For sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Who knows, you know, that staff and everything.
Yep.
So, that's, by the way, he got married. I don't know if you know that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he's married. He's a married man. So that's all I got. That's what's trending at 10.
I got a couple for you. Just breaking news. We all know that Brittany Griner, in her situation out there, she was just found guilty. 9.5 years. Now the negotiation process will probably start of the swap. So just put it out there. Also,
wow.
29 years ago today, Robin Ventura found out what it was like to run at Nolan Ryan.
Not a good idea?
Not a good idea. There's videos. I love it. The Ryan Express, just giving him the business. Give him the business.
What was he thinking?
I don't know. Not a lot. He's like, I could probably beat that old man.
Chill out. So many rookies doing bad things, like that guy in the Saints camp. Just chill out, man.
Ventura gave him the... Man, that was awesome.
By the way, 9 years for marijuana substance is bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I know it's Russia, but still, that is, like, mind-boggling to me. Hopefully we can get her back.
Yeah, they're saying, like, you got the 9.5 years. The true length of her detainment will be determined on negotiations of a prisoner swap, they're saying right now. They'll be watching that.
Okay.
So, all right. Good stuff, Will. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little Huskers and football on the way back.